happens. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. They're all completely free. You can actually control the content of the site as well. So every one of those items you see on the front page, they were put there by listeners just like you. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Could be something fun, like a video on YouTube. Could be something serious, like you know, a news article, blog post, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy. You submit it as show prep, and then others can vote on it, and you get to vote on things as well. To vote, you may click on the up or down buttons to vote up or down each one of the items that you see. Vote on the ones you want to. Don't vote on the ones you don't want to, or vote the ones you hate down, vote the ones you like up, whatever you want to do. You can do it how you want over at freetalklive.com. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people are likely to see it. And, of course, please go to upcoming stories link on freetalklive.com and vote on those. It's the most important portion of the site, because that is where all of the news stories that are submitted to the site go, and then they sit and wait until they receive enough votes to make it to the front page. So make sure you don't miss that feature, the upcoming stories feature. As we go back to Pete Eyre, he is one of the guys behind copblock.org, which is a decentralized project, a website designed to bring more accountability to the police through individuals holding them accountable by, you know, pulling out a video camera, for instance, and asking questions of them. But, Pete, how would you best describe what CopBlock is?
Yeah, I think that's a very accurate description. It's a decentralized site, and, you know, a lot of diverse individuals involved from different backgrounds, but essentially everybody has some common ground with the idea of police accountability, and ultimately CopBlock advocates that badges don't grant extra rights. So it's sort of a first principle self-ownership concept that nobody has a right to dictate your life, control your life, if you haven't infringed on their rights first. So we just try to get people to think about that and to live according to those principles and support each other in doing so, because, you know, there's more good folks than bad folks around, and if you hold bad folks accountable, then they're a lot less likely to continue doing the things they do.
Sure, and there are more good folks than bad folks, and if good people do nothing, then the bad people will run roughshod all over them. However, it's not that difficult to do something. So having a video camera on you is something that more and more people have these days due to the proliferation of smartphones that I think something like 50% of American, like 50% of adults have. It's incredible, the penetration.
Only 50%?
You know, I think that if you're talking about all adults, yeah, but if you probably narrow it down to lower age demographics, it probably goes much higher than 50%. So, for instance, you know, a 65-year-old is less likely to have one than, say, a 25-year-old.
Right.
These are important things that people can do.
Smartphone penetration grew to 54.9% of the U.S. cellular subscribers.
Of cellular subscribers. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. So, yeah, that would include more than just adults then. But anyway, Pete, so one of the things that sets CopBlock apart from, say, CopWatch, which came first many years ago, CopWatch kind of grew out of a Berkeley group of folks that went around and recorded the police, was the CopWatch people said you shouldn't say anything to the police, that you shouldn't interact with the scene. And that's one of the points of which at which you guys differ, isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, the CopWatch folks definitely helped set the stage. They're pretty much decentralized as well. There's different groups in a lot of different cities. But CopBlock, you know, we try to be, I would say, a little bit more proactive in, you know, not just observing and maybe following up with the people harassed or being harassed or after the fact, but, you know, asking questions, you know, where's the victim, who's the victim, and also not just, you know, vilifying, let's say, an entire organization for the actions of one person, but trying to hold that individual with a badge responsible for their actions, because then it makes it more likely that their colleagues who witness and know of their heavy-handedness or corruption will speak out as well. And, you know, we can really just hammer home that point of personal responsibility. But in fact, I have been this summer interacting and collaborating with an individual, Jacob Crawford, who's been involved with Berkeley Cop Watch for over a decade, and he and I are He's kind of spearheading some video creation, but we plan to have one come out in the near future, kind of a Know Your Rights video about cop lock and framing that, and work together on some things going forward. So it is pretty cool to see this collaboration that's happening with a lot of different people and organizations. We all bring different skills to the table, and that's kind of why I wanted to call in today to mention the awesome footprint that the people involved with the Peaceful Streets Project are having down here in Austin. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with the situation, but real briefly, Antonio Bueller, who's like an Army Ranger, West Point grad, over New Year's Eve, he was in Austin, and he witnessed a couple of Austin PD employees being very violent with a female. They were she had been in the passenger seat of a car. Her friend had been pulled over at a checkpoint for Dewey Checkpoint, and you know she was communicating some Know Your Rights and both to her friend. Hmm. A couple of Austin PD officers took issue with that, were pretty violent, yanking her out of the car, lifting her up with her arms behind her back. Antonio Bueller started taking pictures of it. They came at him, were aggressive with him as well, put him in handcuffs, claimed that he spit at an officer, which, as far as I know, never happened. And Antonio put out a call. He said, hey, did anybody witness this incident happen on this day? He put flyers around. He put an ad on Craigslist. And surprisingly, or maybe hopefully not too surprisingly, somebody stepped up. They had videotaped the incident from across the street, provided the video. It really solidified Antonio's story and showed that these two officers lied about what had happened. So,
shocking.
I thought they initially said that he assaulted them.
By spitting on them.
What they said? Okay.
Yeah, the spit was claimed to be an assault, a felony, actually. So they were going to try to put him in a cage for over a year for this. So Antonio was really emboldened by this. He saw, you know, this, he couldn't just remain silent, you know. And this is why I think a good thing, you know, a lot of people call in or we hear a lot of stories about people being harassed by others with badges. But this is a story where it happened, but it was turned into something positive. Antonio ran with it. There's already an awesome activist team down here in Austin, so a lot of those folks stepped up and worked together. They founded the Peaceful Streets Project, had a couple Know Your Rights training sessions already in this past weekend. They had a what they hope is an annual event called the Police Accountability Summit. They had about 200 people from the community show up. They distributed 100 video cameras. And that night we went out with over 30 people in Cop Block in Austin. So it was definitely a show of force. A lot of the people who went out, it was their first time, I would say, you know, over 20 of the people who went out was probably their first time. So it was great. We all learned from each other. And Antonio and his friends down here, they said they've already been contacted by other people in Houston and Dallas, Atlanta, you know, numerous other places. And I personally spoke to a gentleman in Tennessee last week who says he's inspired by what he sees down here, what he sees Nate Cox doing with Virginia Cop Lock. And he wants to get something going in his community. Nate Cox out there again with Meg McClain in Virginia are going to try to do a similar summit in a couple few months. So it's a very positive way we can all sort of support each other. And like I was saying, I mean, the diversity of the people present was really cool to see. I mean, just people from different walks of life. The one gentleman I talked to, you know, I asked him, why'd you come out? You know, and he said, he introduced himself. And he said, you know, I just see so many good, sincere people standing up for justice and supporting each other. And so it's really, really cool.
All it takes is for a few people to stand up to this oppression, and it emboldens other people. I mean, we've certainly seen plenty of examples of that happening over the years. And of course, the more people stand up, the more emboldened others will be. So it's kind of a snowball effect to some extent. But of course, keeping up that pressure is one of the more, you know, difficult parts, and keeping people involved, and you know, because it can be tough. I mean, like Mr. Bueller found out, you pull out a video camera and record the police, that's the right thing to do. But sometimes it means that they're going to target you with their attack.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, you know, you become involved in a situation that otherwise you could have walked away.
But it's
from
one of those things that it's a relatively easy win if you can turn it around. If you can get enough people involved, you know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, I did some cop watching very early on when we moved in 2006, and the cops, you know, came after me and scared me and all these things. But you know, now police won't say anything to you about it, and it turned around relatively quickly.
Pete, great information. If you want to stick around, I'd like to hear more if you've got more.
Sure, sounds good.
We're with Pete Ayer from copblock.org. He's down in Austin with the Austin Police, Peaceful Streets Project. 855-453. We'll get a web URL here for you shortly.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Now, all the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget our webcam is available to you, and it's free, like all the other features on our site. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to find it, and also the chat room built into the very same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. Also, of course, Free Talk Live has live streams, and they are available to you around the clock 24/7 over at listen.freetalklive.com. And one of the myriad of ways of tuning in those live streams is on the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, which you can pick up over at ccrane.com. That's C-C-R-A-N-E.com. And this thing will get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Also, Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. You can get them all with C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. And this thing is going to work wherever you've got a usable Wi-Fi signal in your home. For me, that's I've got it in my kitchen because that's one of the places that I spend some time, especially during this program, going, you know, during one of the breaks, grab some food or something like that. It's nice to be able to hear what's going on my Internet stream at that time. And also, for those of you that are really into unusual music, stuff that you can't find on the radio dial, stuff, or just, you know, maybe something that you can find on the radio dial. There are actual radio stations that are available on this thing. There are 18,000 streams you can touch base with here. It's incredible. So C-Crane.
Anything you want. You can get that radio station from back home, or you can get that niche radio service that you want to have. You can get music without commercial interruption. You can get music with commercial or whatever.
Yeah, it's all there. And, of course, there's no subscription fee. I think that's one of those important points about this. You buy the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, plug it in, and, you know, once you've configured your stations, you're good to go. There's
right.
No, there's no upkeep cost to this thing.
You've got to continue to pay for your internet.
That's true.
That's it.
Unless you somehow get free internet.
Another way to use your internet service. That's what it is.
And it's over there at ccrane.com. And by the way, when you mention Free Talk Live, when you check out, you get a free LED flashlight. So our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Pete is with us. Pete Ayer, by the way, from copblock.org. He has hit the road. And, of course, you're not driving Marv because you gave away Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, in a fundraising raffle that you did at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So you have, suited up with a different vehicle and hit the road, driving all the way from Keene, New Hampshire, down the East Coast, and then across over to Austin, Texas, where you said approximately 200 people had gathered to hear various different presentations and interact with one another with the Peaceful Streets Project. The website peacefulstreets.com is where folks can go to learn more about the Peaceful Streets Project. It's intended to be a yearly event in Austin, but also others around the country are already talking about sort of syndicating the idea or duplicating the idea to their local areas, which I think is really one of the most important parts about activism, is if you can make it something that other people can do, that other people can get involved with, then that's, I think, really important, because the more people we have holding the police accountable, the more people that are willing to stand up for the rights of others, the better. And it sounds like there was a really positive vibe that came out of this event.
Yeah, there really was. And that's one of the main reasons I do like traveling so much, is just being able to meet and interact with people, learn from them, and then try to take those ideas, things that are working well, and share them with others, or connect people, that happen to be in different geographical boundaries, and just go from there. You know, we ideally the ideas of liberty, I believe, are the best ideas. So we just got to continue to share them, get them in front of more eyes, more minds, and then hopefully we reach that peaceful, prosperous society sooner rather than later.
So tell me more about the interactions you had with folks down there. Very positive, over 200 people there. Did you feel like the people that were there, you know, for the cameras were actually serious? Because one of the critiques I've heard of Peaceful Streets Project is that they're just going to give away a bunch of cameras to people and that's going to be the end of that. I mean, did you feel like these people were there for a free camera, or that they were there because they were really intent on doing something?
Yeah, honestly, that was one of my concerns as well. You know, folks just show up for a camera and that's it, or maybe they try to resell them or something like that. But I would say that most everybody that I met was very excited to be there. And, you know, there was a full day of speakers from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, again, a real diverse cross-section. And a number of folks brought a pretty, what I would say, a strike-the-root message. And I thought overall it was very well interpreted and gleaned from everybody. A lot of people I saw taking literally pages of notes and asking real good questions afterwards, coming up to the speakers afterwards. So I think overall it was a real big success. And the fact that a number of those individuals who were present that day came out that evening to do some cop lock. And again, there was about over 30 people, I'd say, all the way like from from younger people up to, you know, 60, 70-year-old people out. There's a real cross-section, so...
By the way, were any of these presentations recorded? Will they be available online for folks that couldn't make it out to this?
Yeah, they are. I did some quick updates on TopBlock's stream, so that's quick.com/TopBlock. But they're also streaming the entire event at Ustream.com. If you go to Ustream.com and search for Peaceful Streets Project, mm-hmm. you can find all those. And they also video recorded them, too. So I expect those to be up in the near future.
Excellent. That's great to know.
Pete, what kind of support do they have for people who are going to get started here? They've got their camera. They've been given instruction on how to go out and, you know, interact with the police when they feel like they're doing something that might be overstepping the bounds of protecting and serving the public. What kind of support does Peaceful Streets provide to people who are going to go out and do this kind of cop watching?
I mean, I think right now it's still kind of emerging and coming together, but there's definitely a core group of really awesome people, some folks we've known for years out here, and a lot of new people that are stepping up. A guy named Harold Gray, who's been a long-time activist on the ground, and, you know, John Bush, Kev Blash, a lot of good people involved, Stephen Sheffield. But, where the needs become apparent, I think they'll do their best and we'll be pretty successful meeting those, you know, whether that's continued trainings or ability to collaborate on video collected and push that. But right now they're just, it's really in a stage where if some incident happens or something goes down where there's need for more attention or more eyes on a situation, then I think they'll have the people on the ground to sort of mobilize and support each other around that.
Well, at the very least, people have met new people as a result of this, and likely, you know, a new network is in the process or is already being formed, and that'll result in better communication of these sorts of things happening in the future and how people can help one another. Hey, did Austin police get invited to the event? Did they send a representative?
They definitely were aware of the event. My buddy Clyde Voluntarius, who started Never Take a Plea in Carolina's Top Block, came down with me from North Carolina, and he happened to interact, witness a police stop on Friday night, the night before the summit, and engage with one of the sergeants afterwards, who was very chill and conversational, essentially said, yeah, you guys have the right to film us. It's a good thing. And he knew he was aware of the seminar and the summit. And, you know, I would guess that they passed around a memo internally about it going on and about us coming out cop blocking afterwards.
And I think this in and of itself is very important for the police officer on the street to experience. I mean, they need to know that people could be recording them, that it's okay for people to be recording them, and that they may be being recorded without their consent or their knowledge. So they need to be, you know, they need to be on their best behavior because they're working supposedly for us.
So peacefulstreets.com to learn more about the Peaceful Streets Project. Also, copblock.org. Plenty of great content over there. Pete Ayer, thanks for coming on tonight. Appreciate it, man.
Yep, appreciate it. And the freaking stuff went over well.
Right on. We'll see you soon. Or come up. Free Talk Live.
Take care.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery. grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Oh, and by the way, website features include our mobile site. So for those of you with smartphones, not only can you use your phone to video police encounters and such, but you can also use it to stream audio when you're in a less intense sort of a situation. You just want something to listen to. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can utilize our audio streams there. They're linked to you. You're linked to there and the various different free software that you can use on all different phone operating systems are linked to for you as well. It's all there, all free. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. We were just talking with Pete Eyre from copblock.org and discussing the Peaceful Streets Project that was a summit that just happened over the weekend, kind of a convention where folks came from all across the Austin area to gather and talk about, further out than Austin, some folks coming from the East Coast and maybe elsewhere, but people discussing police accountability and holding the police accountable through using video cameras and other tools. Pete mentioned quick.com. Q-I-K is how you spell that. I should have mentioned that earlier, but Q-I-K.com. There's also Bambuser. These are two tools that you can install on your phone and stream instantly to the Internet. As long as you've got a data signal, you'll be able to stream your video to an account on the cloud, if you will, that, of course, protects your video from being deleted by the police. So pretty handy tools are coming out, are available. The ACLU just came out with, or a couple different, I guess, state ACLUs came out with their own police recording tools. And so, you know, there seems to be some level of competition in the area of devices and tools that can be used for recording the police.
Yeah, interestingly, the one that I saw, I think it was from New Jersey CLU, was a device. You know, it shut the phone. It made it look like the phone was shut down. And then you could record, and then when you played
shut
with it again...
Shut down, or that you just couldn't see
on.
The program?
Yeah, you just couldn't. The screen was blank.
Oh, okay.
So the screen was blank, and you're, you know, it's doing its thing, recording, and then when you, you know, get back into the phone, then it uploads it to the, you know, whatever service. And, I suppose that's okay, but I like the idea of uploading it immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's, you know, not the way to do it. I don't know. But it's, and also, it, you know, the idea of videotaping surreptitiously, it scares me just a little bit. I live in a state, New Hampshire, where it's a two-party state, meaning that, you know, both parties have to know they're being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just go ahead and have a telephone conversation with somebody and record that telephone conversation. It's called wiretapping.
If you do, you might get a felony charge.
Yep,
or three.
Yeah, right. These things could happen. That was in three different instances.
Our friend Ademo is currently facing three felony wiretapping charges for calling government bureaucrats, telling them he was interviewing them for a news report, and then asking them questions, which he figured would be enough to let them know they were on the record. But apparently the bureaucrats disagreed, and they've now come after him, and he's facing 21 years in prison as a result of that. But yeah, Mark, so if you were in a state where it was a two-party state like that, you'd have to be careful with using a tool like that. You'd have to essentially announce that you're being recorded whenever you walk around somebody.
Yeah.
Which is what I did the other day in court when went to accompany a demo to do some research at the courthouse. They took my video camera from me at the front gate. Now, this was not in Keene where we're doing the show. This is in Manchester, New Hampshire. So I had never had a problem bringing the video camera into the Manchester court previous to this, but this time they stopped me. I had the camera out on a tripod, so it was really obvious that I had a video camera.
It's a camera. You're not trying to sneak this through.
Right, whereas I might have had it in a bag or something like that before, maybe the other times when they let me through. So they held the tripod there, and I asked the guards if they... they had sworn an oath to the Constitution, and they told me no, they had not. And these are men wearing sheriff's badges, by the way. So I figured members of the sheriff's department probably had to swear an oath to the Constitution, but
seems like a reasonable guess, maybe.
So, no, they didn't, and they would not let me have the camera back, so they wanted me to get permission or whatever to bring the camera into the courthouse, which, of course, you know, the First Amendment wasn't enough permission, the right to be a free press, and... right to free speech, apparently that wasn't permission enough for them. But I was still allowed to possess my phone. They did not take my phone from me. And so my smartphone, of course, I've got all these video services. I opted to not use the phone for video purposes.
But you could have.
I did use the phone to record audio, however. And so I started an application entitled Cop Recorder 2. And the Cop Recorder came out prior to the ACLU app you were talking about, Mark. The Cop Recorder's mm-hmm. been out for a little bit. And essentially, the Cop Recorder operates in a way that you start the Cop Recorder program, you press the record button, and then the Cop Recorder screen goes away, and you can use the phone as normal. So the recording is going on in the background, basically, of the phone. And so I, you know, started my recording, and I put the phone back on my belt, and proceeded to walk about the courthouse doing our business. And I just simply announced to any bureaucrats that would come near me that they were being recorded. I didn't tell them with what. I didn't tell them who was recording them. I didn't tell them anything about the details in regards to how they were being recorded. I just simply made the announcement so it was very clear that they were being recorded.
I wonder what that means to them. It's like, this guy, what, you know, because it's not obvious. You're right. It wouldn't be obvious. You're being recorded. You know, and that's it. It's just kind of strange.
So
you have no obligation under this law to tell people how you're there being recorded.
That's correct.
And frankly, you know, wiretapping has that you're over the telephone kind of feel. So
that's what it was written for.
You know, they weren't specific about on the telephone.
Right.
So, you know, I guess it could be anybody. But, you know, I mean, maybe people should just greet each other in New Hampshire, you know, instead of hello, they should just say you're being recorded.
Let's go to Darren in Indy listening to WXNT. Darren, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Julia and Mark. Darren in Indy. Darren just dropped off the line. All right, well, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. So where I was going with this conversation about technology, because there's a lot of it out there, a lot of great programs for your smartphone, other programs. And, of course, if you don't have a smartphone, video cameras are cheap.
Yeah.
Video cameras are so cheap. You can get a disposable video camera at, you know, CVS or Walgreens or something like that for less than $50, probably even far less than
disposable
I even
disposable video camera for less than $50?
Yes.
How disposable is it?
I believe the idea is you basically use it and then you can upload the video to some sort of a service or something like that, or you take it back and have the video like developed or something. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, Mark. I've never looked into it because I've never been interested in buying a camera that cheap.
Because cameras aren't that expensive to get a video camera anyway.
To get a decent camcorder-style camera, yeah. I mean, $200, $150, I mean, you can get one like that. But, you know, if you just want a cheapy camera, they have those. Those things do exist. That's the only reason I bring that up.
I had a key fob that was $20. That,
yeah, but those things broke on it, don't they?
Indeed, they did, but it was $20 and it was a video camera.
Sure, but if you can't rely on it to record,
it's important.
You're throwing the money down the drain.
Agreed.
So you're talking about these hidden cameras like in a keychain or in a necklace or in a pen. There are a lot of, or sunglasses actually now have them, some of them do. So there's some
sunglasses.
Really, yep, that's right.
Watches.
Wow. Yep, that's right. All of these things. And they're very affordable, but on the other hand, whether the quality is there is another question. So if you can find a good, reliable recording device, that's great. These things are important. This technology is critical for people that want to hold the police accountable and or just have something at the ready in case something else happens. I mean, you never know. Maybe there's something that it's not the cops. Maybe it's some other
human being. A lot of instances where it's great to have a camera. And in some cases, it's extraordinarily profitable.
But the point I wanted to make on this was all the technology in the world. You can have all of the cameras in the world on you, you know, as many as you use. One strap to your leg, one strap to your belt. You know, have as many cameras as you want.
The camera Rambo.
If you don't have the support to back you up, then it's going to be not really that worthwhile.
It's not going to be fun.
You've got to have a network of people like they're creating in Austin with the Peaceful Streets Project, or like we're doing here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. It's having the people who care to back you up, to come to court with you, to support you on a, you know, kind of on a mental health basis, because it can be overwhelming.
Oh, sure.
When the police are coming after you. And you can better believe if you make a habit out of being the lone cameraman in your town, the police are going to go ahead and, you know, they're going to have your number and they're going to do something about you.
It would be a really rare police force that wouldn't do that.
Right.
I mean, you know, every instance I've seen of people videotaping police, and it's the first time the police have encountered that, they go right after them like, you know, wasps, you know, chasing down. I don't know what wasps chase down, but it would be awful.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Free talk live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot reply to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey. Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video of audio allowing
this. No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to make.
Wait, no, now.
Wait
a minute.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Bureaucrats have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to share with us your experience recording the police. 855-450-FREE. That's 3733. You can join us on our website as well over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features we have there. You can actually help support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon's in the UK, Amazon Canada, and the US as well. You enter the Amazon of your choice, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that easy. And it's a big deal for Free Talk Live. I mean, the Amazon program has grown over the years.
Big deal.
And it is a big help to us. So you get the stuff that you're looking for. You get the same great Amazon deals you're used to, the same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping. It's the exact same experience. You're just entering through our portal at shop.freetalklive.com, and then Amazon cuts us a portion of the total. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking about these cameras, these video cameras out there. You want to talk about a good place to get a camera? That's where I got mine. My camcorder, HD cam, got mine from Amazon. And, of course, when you're on Amazon, you get the user reviews, which is, in my opinion, probably the most valuable part about the Amazon shopping experience, because you know, you can buy these things anywhere, but not many sites have the sheer number of users that are using it and, you know, giving you really, in some cases, detailed and well-analyzed reviews of these products.
You know, the user reviews always, and I'm not saying just on Amazon, but in sort of in general, confuse me.
Really?
Because I don't know who's putting this review on.
It could be somebody who's promoting the product or a competitor who's trying to knock it down.
Right. And these things certainly happen, and it's difficult to know. There's I can't remember the name of the cartoon out there, but it's one of those internet cartoons, and it's really funny. You know, it compares the buying of a lamp in the old days versus the buying a lamp in the new days, and you know, it says in the old days, oh, that's a pretty lamp, let's buy that lamp. Mm-hmm. And it's a couple, you know, in the store, and the second time it's like, oh, that's a pretty lamp, what do you think? Well, it says here on the reviews that some guy says that when we turned it on, his cat went deaf. And it really can be stifling, you know, sometimes the information, because you're, you know, for
too much information.
Well, you know, when you don't know what you're buying, for instance, we were going to looking at buying a tablet at one point, and my wife went around and reviewed all these tablets and finally came up that she was just so confused she didn't want to buy a tablet.
So she got overwhelmed by it, huh?
Yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, I like the reviews.
I'm not saying reviews are bad. I don't know what to do with them all the time because I kind of consider...
You do have to take them with a grain of salt, yeah. I think.
I kind of read through them and, like, categorize them. Like, okay, this guy's an idiot. This guy's an idiot. You know, because some of the things they complain about are so stupid. You know what I mean? Basically, what it boils down to is what my use, how I want to use it, or what I want to get out of it. And mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty good at, like, seeding through the ones that aren't relevant to me.
Yeah, I think there is a bit of a skill to it over time. And, of course, a product that has more reviews than less, I think having more reviews is a valuable thing. And clearly, if reviews weren't valuable, then Amazon wouldn't have them on their site. So I guess, you know. Maybe the majority of people are enriched by the reviews rather than confused by them.
I know. It just happens.
So again, you know, we were talking about the technology previously with Pete Ayer from copblock.org, which, again, is a great resource for you to go ahead and get started in the world of holding the police accountable with video technology and asking them questions as well. But all of the technology is really... only worth so much. There has to be a human component as well. And I think that's one of the places where CopBlock really shines above the older organization, CopWatch, because CopBlockers aren't afraid to get involved in the situation. I don't mean actually interfere physically with an arrest, but what I mean is to get involved verbally by asking tough questions of the police, by, you know, pointing out to others what's going on. To, you know, bring more attention to the scene and hopefully bring more accountability as well. But you have to have people on board for the technology to really work at its most effective manner. And the Free State Project is something that I think is a real solution for this, because the Peaceful Streets Project down in Austin is a good thing because it's getting people together who are in one general area who believe in similar ideas, at least, that is holding the police accountable. The Free State Project is a bigger picture kind of an organization. It's a group of liberty-minded people who are coming together for the purpose of getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And part of that activity can include cop blocking. Part of that activity can include, you know, doing things that will help keep the police more accountable. But it can also include doing things like running for political office. It can be, you know, writing letters to the editor. It can be creating media like Freekeen TV or this radio program or whatever. There are a lot of different ways in which one can get active, and they don't all involve sticking your neck out in regards to the police. However, you know, sticking your neck out, and when I say that, I mean just, you know, doing anything in regards to police is sticking your, you know, your neck out to some extent, because they could decide to target you, which is where having those numbers comes in handy. If the police know that they're messing with a movement full of people by messing with one of its members, they might be a little bit less inclined to do something about it. Mark, you expressed your story about how when we first moved to Keene, you experienced some negativity from the police surrounding videotaping them.
They demanded that I not do it.
But then it happened more and more and more and more often.
Now they just roll their eyes.
Yeah, they're used to it. It's not a problem for them to have video cameras around. It's no big deal. And that's because they got hit enough times with people with video cameras who weren't backing down. And they saw that whenever they would mess with somebody with a camera, that more people with cameras would show up. You know, this sort of thing. And so it's about the people. That's what makes activism the most effective. You have to have the people that are willing to take the risk. And even if they're not willing to take a risk, they're willing to back up the people who are willing to take the risk. So, like, for instance, the Peaceful Streets Project did a fundraiser where they raised enough money to buy 100 video cameras and give them out to folks.
Good fundraiser.
Well, those people in the background with the fundraiser, the people that gave money to the fundraiser are the people kind of in the background. They've, you know, maybe got a little bit too much to risk. They're not willing to go out and, you know, stick their neck out on the line by recording in public, but they do have $5,000 if they want to buy other people video cameras. So the people that maybe have a little bit less to lose, more likely to record the police, but maybe can't afford their own video camera. So bringing these kind of people together makes a difference, and kudos to the folks in Austin who are making those connections. But if you heard what Pete was talking about earlier, where the folks down there in Austin were from a diverse group, that's a good thing, of course, because the more people you can have from different aspects of life involved in this, the better. The Free State Project is only people who love the ideas of freedom. Now, there's a diversity within that that section of folks, but within the Free State Project, that's the common denominator. It's not all people that just want to have police accountability. It's people that want freedom for everybody and are willing to work towards it. So those having people with a principled mindset come together for the purpose of doing cop blocking, we've had some really effective cop blocking activities up here as a result of that. And of course, Pete Ayer is a Free State Project participant. He and others who are known cop blockers have made the move to New Hampshire. Adamo Freeman, who's currently in jail in Manchester right now for chalking up at the police department, so he was engaging in some cop-blocking police accountability activities. He also made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And Pete, when at the very end of his call, he made a quick comment about how the Keene information went over well. I sent Pete, gave him some gas money so he could make the trip down there and mm-hmm. help. Well, he was going to make the trip anyway, with or without me. But I stepped up and said, hey,
donated a little.
Yeah, here's some money, and if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate you pass this information out. So I sent Pete down there with don't take the plea deal flyers, which is, I think, a really important component of this whole hold the police accountable message. Is the question of what do you do when, not if, but when they decide to target you or one of your friends with some nonsense charge, like the guy with the swimsuit earlier getting arrested for indecent exposure, which was a total accidental situation. Most people will take the plea deal, which is what they want you to do. They want you to take the plea and make this all go away. But if you're going to go out and you want to hold these police accountable and they arrest you on some trumped up charge, if you don't take the plea, then that helps clog up their system. And the more people don't take a plea, the more clogged this already clogged system becomes, and they're more likely to drop some of these charges on people.
Also, maybe these prosecutors don't have time or even the ability to take things to prosecution to trial. Remember when Mac called in that one time and said that it was the first time in his county that somebody had taken a case to trial in like a year. So I don't know if it was his town or county or what it was, but this particular court, no one had. I mean, they weren't taking things to trial. They weren't. Criminal charges weren't being taken to trial.
So that's one of the things that I thought was really important, a message to get out to these folks. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Now, in the case of instances in which there is a victim, if you've done something that has harmed another human being, then taking the plea deal is not a bad idea, but...
I don't recommend... Pleas don't help anybody except guilty people and government bureaucrats. And, frankly, we, the taxpayers, are supposed to be paying... The idea is that we're paying the government bureaucrats in order to do something, work for us. So, therefore, it doesn't help the public. The fact is, it only helps criminals. Be guilty people. So don't take the, I don't think there should be pleas, period.
855-450-FREE. You can take control. Coming up, we'll tell you about one man who did victimize someone, at least her toes. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.